For a total of 5 days in July, residents of Mattoon were told not to use their tap water. Harmful algal blooms in city reservoirs produced dangerous toxins that made the water unsafe for drinking, cooking, bathing, even dishwashing. The problem threatens water systems in other parts of the country, too. IPM's Jim Meadows has more.
An annual festival in Mattoon that circles around bagels was a little different this year. There was still live music and plenty of carnival rides, as well as bagels, of course, provided by a local commercial bakery. But this year, the water had to be trucked in. Food vendor Chris Walton says it didn't help that city officials went back and forth on a do not drink order.
As a matter of fact, some of our machines have all been sanitized, and then of course they put the order back in. So everything we did was for naught now. So we're going to have to re-sanitize everything, you know, that we're not using right now.
Elsewhere in Mattoon, the do not drink order forced restaurants to close or make do with paper plates and bottled water. Algal blooms in the city's two reservoirs had sent toxins into the tap water. Bacteria in the blooms produced dangerous levels of microcystins, a neurotoxin that can sicken and even kill people who drink, cook, or wash with it. Robert Hirschfeld is director of water policy with the Illinois-based environmental group Prairie Rivers Network. He says nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from farms are often behind the blooms.
I wouldn't say that there were no harmful algal blooms 100 years ago, but as we've tracked them, the frequency and severity has increased in recent years.
In 2023, Guthrie, Oklahoma had to switch its water source after an algal bloom affected one of its reservoirs. A massive bloom in Lake Erie left residents of Toledo, Ohio, unable to use their water for days in 2014. Environmental scientist Gregory Dick, who studies algal blooms at the University of Michigan, says the toxins from such blooms make water unusable.
That affects not just people's drinking water, but their ability to take medicines, their ability to shower, their ability to cook. So it really disrupted lives for residents, for businesses, for hospitals.
Toledo installed expensive sensors and carbon filtration to help make sure its water supply is clean. Such solutions will likely be needed in more towns and cities throughout the Midwest, Dick says, as algal blooms don't appear to be slowing down. But Keith Lofton, who studies algal blooms at the U.S. Geological Survey's Kansas Water Science Center, says it's difficult to know if the blooms have actually gotten worse.
Many claim that blooms are becoming more frequent, greater in magnitude, duration, and spatial extent. However, largely we lack robust, consistently collected data sets throughout modern times to make large sweeping national and global statements.
Back in Mattoon, the city council voted this summer to spend roughly $300,000 to buy a new reservoir water pump and spray algicide to control the algal blooms. City manager Kyle Gill says eventually they'll need to dredge their reservoirs to get rid of fertilizer-embedded silt.
We'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in the short term, but most of the long-term solutions are millions of dollars.
At the moment, Mattoon's water supply is okay. But after a new algal bloom appeared in Lake Mattoon in August, that reservoir's beach was closed for much of the month. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Jim Meadows produced this story for Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.